1. Tom.
When I was small, I always spent my summer holidays at my grandparents' farmhouse, with lots of animals. I've always loved being around animals, so I thought I'd try working in a pet shop. There's one in our town, so I went in there and asked, and they took me on for 4 weeks in summer. It wasn't quite what I'd imagined. I'd thought I could spend all day cuddling guinea pigs, rabbits, and hamsters, but it was nothing like that. The shop only kept a few rodents like mice and gerbils, and they had a huge vivarium for reptiles, although there were only 2 tortoises in there at the time. My work was basically shop maintenance, a lot of shelving and cleaning, like changing wood chip or hay, and I wasn't really allowed to feed the animals. Of course, the shop also provides the locals with their pet food, and we had a lot of people coming in asking for advice about pet care, so that was quite interesting for me. Looking back, I don't think that working in a pet shop is a career plan for me. I liked the pet care element, but carrying and shelving all these crates with animal food made my back hurt, and I also realized that running a pet shop doesn't have much to do with caring for animals.
2. Amelia.
Last summer, I actually worked in a theatre costume workshop for 2 weeks. It was a great experience for me. I'm doing drama at school, so I was naturally interested in things like costumes and stage props. Of course, I was also lucky that an uncle of mine works as a sound engineer in our local theatre, so that helped me getting a foot in the door there. During my internship, I helped catalogue the costumes for different stage productions. I also sourced and sorted different fabrics, and I was even encouraged to sketch my own costume ideas for the Christmas panto production. In the 2 weeks there, I learned a lot about the history of fashion and also how important costumes and details are for dramatic storytelling. I'm still not absolutely sure, but I loved the insight into that kind of creative world, so in the future I'll definitely pursue the idea of working in the theatre, whether with costumes or in some other way.
3. Maya.
Since the age of 7 or 8, I've had problems with various food allergies, so I've always been wary of processed foods. When I needed to find an internship this year, I thought, why not make use of my obsession with reading food labels? So I applied as an intern in a food science lab. I went there for 3 weeks last October. The first week, I worked in a department where we did microbiological tests for food safety and quality. I checked over 100 test tubes daily and documented everything. My work involved a lot of cleaning, and I always had to wear special clothing because the lab environment can't be contaminated in any way. The second week, I spent in the allergen testing lab, which I personally found very interesting because you realize how many allergies there are and how important it is that food gets tested properly. In my final week, I joined the cooking validation team. This was actually great fun because we tested if cooking instructions like oven temperature or cooking time of the foods were correct. So there was even a bit of professional tasting. Looking back, I thoroughly enjoyed my time in the lab, and I definitely hope that science will play a part in my professional future. I'm hoping to study biology. Whether I'm going to go into food science, I'm not sure.